Shir Ches Mishnayos Mikvaos by the Rosh Hashiva Yutes Cheshvan Heitev Shin November 17th, 1989,
on Friday. At the end of Mishnah Gimel, please Mishnah Gimel. Now we start the Rav Shishi Dalet. Rav Lezer Meir, the Viz Mayim Shubim Bichilo Peislin Esamit. That at the very outset. So he didn't rest in human looking apostles to me. Let it be. Which way shall look in of their mind? But if it's not at the very outset, so then only when there is way shall look apostles. Chachomim emrim, bein bitchim of bein bisei, shiur eish bishari. Now let's see the rap. Kilo shall hoya be meek for my crowd. You should offer be the feast, my should be. Binishla machachel. Binishla kin shurim the shum. So the rivets, the rap slosh needs. Kilo means no water. No water. Suppose there was a drop of water. So it's also like no water. So what does it mean? There is some water. So Pashmi says, my cloud means there wasn't even a revis, because a revis is a Shio Choshen. Revis is a Shemikve to the Mad Mitaya, Mad Mishmeres. Less than a revis is the same thing like a drop. So that's Lahoy, my cloud. Bitchilo, that's the Pashmi. Bitchilo, Shalahoy, Bitchilo, my cloud. That means not even a revis. Half of the beast, 3/4 of the beast, 5/6 of the beast, he's also loyal to my father. So if the mikveh did not have mikshomim, the beast, and then a revis, shuvim, falls into 80,000. The nishla makim is shuvim, so passed. Ushlei shalugim only out there, man. But suppose there was a revis, make shalom. Then my Mishuvim fell in, only if Gimel Lugi my Mishuvim fell in. Once there was a reverse. There's a pashas. Chachon Meimrim, Bein Betchilo, Bein Yisei, Shiurei Shlei Shalit. Ba'aloha ki Chachon. Now let's see a Rosh. I mean, the Rosh, the Rosh.
The Hoy Main Cloud?
No, the one, the next one, Rabbi Main.
Okay, Mahasha Boy, Rabbi Main. Share. So, it looks like it means a revis.
That's what it means.
Less than a revis, Hoy Main Cloud, and Rabbi Main is a revis. A little strange, okay. But Pashtas is like it. But we'll soon see. Also use a lot of mind cloud. Kishen offer the Revi Yishuvim Ba'akach Nesmai Yishuvim, so it passes. And Gimelugim Al Pnei Amayim, Hayne Biseit, Shehoyo Beik for Mayim Harb, again, same. It's a little strange because Monisha, if less than a Revi Yishuvim Mayim Cloud, so Revi means Hoyo Bimayim. Hoyomai. Why Harbe? What's the union of Harbe? Okay. Soon see. The Mishnah Rishay, the Mishnah Chaynas, the Mishnah Chaynas, All right, but Pashtus is like this. Tanya Bihi said, Gistere Shim Shukas, Ikaka Shambir, Ikaka Bir Shambas, and Aleph Tres, the Yodu Kshamim, the Nismalis, Harelu Tzu, the Shim Dugin Al Gabichin. The question is, why is it Chov? Chov means, Chov manifests itself two ways, either Milady Katim, so Mame, she dumped one. But this is certainly not the case of Milady Katim. In other words, it started to rain, but, so suppose it starts to rain and there is a keli in the bay, then it's also Chov, because it was filled up by a keli, and as long as it was, the subjective element was present, he wanted the keli to be filled up. So then it's also Chov. But in order to be shown without actual dumping, it has to be filled up in a kelim, in a kelim. You are talking of a gister, of fragments. So a fragment is not a kelim, it's a broken kelim. It's a broken kelim. So why is it possible? Why is it possible? It's not two kinds of show. One show is Milady Katim. Here we don't have the case of Milady Katim. The other one is Milady Klee. But here we don't have Milady Katim, we don't have Milady Klee also. We have Milady Gister. Gister is not a kelim. So let's see. Tanya did you say the Gister should be Shikar, Bikar, Kapir, Shikar, Yerushal, 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 not coated with seed, so then it absorbs all the water and nothing will remain. But if you plaster it well, then it remains in the bay. And here the beer shabigas was not plastered, so the melee, the one who handled the beer, he didn't want all the mayim to be nivla b'sich ha-beer, so he looked and he couldn't have plastered it, so mainly he looked for another device. So he put gisteres and the karka there. So mainly that prevented the blee of the water into the bed. Then a seizure issue of Machasis Mayim, the lea gistere. So, Shashir Machas Mayim, the lea gistere. שירים שוקד כעקוסת נמצו כל המים דוי ומחס כמחוס הגיסטרה שיקלי מתאיך חוש שיבוי רבון הגישור. Like this, fragments of open kele does not have תחשיבס על הכלה. But here, this fragment is a special kind of a fragment. It's not a regular fragment. A regular fragment doesn't fulfill the function of a kele. What's the function of a kele? To be recovered. But the history can recover water in history. But here, without the kibbutz, it serves as a preventive so that the surface of the bayah, the unplastered surface of the bayah, will not be belay, will not absorb all the water. So the mele, this history has the chshivas of a kelim, even though it doesn't have a biskibbutz. But in this particular situation, it has the chshivas of a kele. So in mele, he becomes shom. Umiteich kach chshivalei rabonim kishom. Virableza machshir, kibin dim filosom le mikve loy hoyoshu. Loy hoyoshu. In other words, so it's not that Rav Lezer holds that the fact that the gistere prevents the absorption of the mayim so into the bayah, so mele, even though, so it doesn't have the chshivas of a kelim. because then the, why does the Rashi say kindin shulosam the mikvanoishim? No, it's not a keila. Well, the Rabbanon hold the tezit in achshinas of a keila, even though it doesn't have a biskin. And the Rabbanon is chelik, but the Rashi emphasizes the Rabbanon machshir kindin shulosam the mikvanoishim. At the very outset, when it falls into the mikvah, in other words, Rabbanon is also made a Rabbanon. That this gister, which is not a regular gister, it's a special kind of a gister. It is a gister that has the functioning potential like a keler of his kibbutz. The keler of his kibbutz, just as if he had placed, let's say, a big vessel in the bear. So then, that certainly would have prevented the water in the vessel. Suppose it places a tub in the bear. So it wouldn't. It wouldn't have been nivra in the bear. So this gister without the biskibul, so then the top prevents the absorption of the bear by virtue of its kibul. But here the gister fulfills the same function that a regular top would fulfill. Just as a top with a big biskibul would prevent the water from being nivra in the bayah, so here the gister does the same thing. So mainly it has the chshives of a keilah. So Rav Lezer apparently agrees with that they should have the chshives of a keilah. But he says there is one difference. According to Rav Lezer, that if a water falls into a biskibul, so the very outset it fulfills its function. But here, at the very outset, it does not fulfill its function. It doesn't serve as a kibbutz. But, in view of the fact that it prevents its being nivra, so maybe it's mikabel. In other words, suppose it would be nivra, it wouldn't even be mikabel. When you drop into it, it may be skibul. So it remains there. But here, it has no biskibul. So, if it couldn't prevent the absorption, then if it didn't place that fragment in the bayah, then it would be nivra. But as a result of being spread out over the whole surface of the karka bayah, so mele it's not nivra. So the kibul, it fulfills the function of kibul. After all the water is drops in, when it falls into this kibul, so each drop of water already is ishol. But here, since it has no this kibul, so it becomes like mikubul in the gistere. After all the water dropped in. I suppose, let's say, according to the Rishayim, you see, we have very different shittas. We discussed one shittas of Rishayim is the Rambam and the Ri, that even Kulei Shov and even Mavnei Bikat is Kosher Medarayis. There's the shittah of the Ri and the Rambam. Then there is the shittah of the Raivet, that there are two kinds of shuvim. Mila bikatef is possible with rice. Kulei shov, of course, not gimelugim. Mila bikatef is possible with rice, but kulei shov for ubei shov of mila bikatef possible with rice. But mila bikli, even kulei, that's only the rabbah. In other words, where he just deliberately manipulated that he put a top in the bayah, in the mikveh, because he expected the rain to drop down, and then the rain dropped into the tub. And then he turned it over, a certain way. So then, it's only possible to happen, because it wasn't really become. All right. There's the shite of the rain. Then, there is the shite of the Rashbam, and Rashi, that and the Rosh, the Rashi, the certain still in the Rash also, that if it is kulisho for rubisho, then it's possible to rise, whether it's alvin milvikatev or alvin milvikli, without milvikatev. But gimulugim even with chilo is kosher to rise. The Rambam is not only whether Rashi and the Rashbam and the Rash say, an extra chumre, that even gimulugim bitchilo is always possible. These are the shittas. According to the shita of the Raimit, that really become, according to the shita of Psa, according to the shita of Rashi and the Rashbam, that kuli shov or rubi shov, even al the milu bikli, is possible. That I say, I don't think that in this case of the Disefte, where it became shov by virtue of the fact that there was a gistera spread out on the whole surface of the karka mikveh, so nearly is considered like a kli because it fulfilled the same function like a regular tub. What is it? Tub fulfill what function? It prevents absorption into the bayah. Here it also prevents it. So then it's like a kli, it's a shmes of a kli. I don't think that is mirayse. That, according to Rashi and Rashi, but I think so. I mean, I don't have mirayse. But it just seems like it.
It's not enough for
ma'achshavei
to make it
mamashim
okay.
Yeah, with
Rani Reisel
level.
No, let's say you have a Kabbalah's Tumah or something like that.
Of course not.
Because it's not
a Kehle.
It's a problem.
But only we got a show. Because, as a matter of fact, one could argue even on the Reisel level. Because the Din Kehle, we got a Kabbalah's Tumah, and the Din Kehle, we got a show of his different concepts. For example, the Gabi Kabbalah Stumah, the Aloha, Kli Glolim and Kli Aboni, are not the Kabbalah, because it's not Chosh. But the Gabi Shov, so it is Chosh, because here it's not Aloha, it's Aloha of Kli Kibbul. So mainly, because here it's a mean of the Shemaim, the Yom, in other words, Shov means it's artificial. That's the Pshat of Shov. Artificial, it's not the Shemaim. And any show, if it's made shami, it's made shamai, without human intervention. So even though we have two kinds of show, one of milivikatev and one of milivikli, without milivikatev, and the current Rashi and Rashbam, that's also possible that I say. But in final analysis, even the second kind of show, of milivikli, where there is the subjective element, when he wants it to be filled up, so why is it show? Because that means the mikveh was filled up for human intervention. For human intervention. So maybe we could argue that in this case, since it's not a union of kele like the Gavin Kabbalah Stumah, but it's a union of kele because it's with the other. So maybe even if it's not a kele, it's a gistere, but if he manipulated to the gistere, that it should be done exactly, that the gistere should accomplish what the regular Tov would accomplish, so it's also the other. So we could argue, I mean, I'm not sure about that, but I don't know. I have no eyes to try to find it. But it's very light. All right, now the Rosh.
The Rebbe Elazar, though, seems to be saying that it's not as if I really brought the water in all day other. Because I just kept it the
only day. That's right. When you pour it into a tub, then the Odom pours it in.
Right.
But when you pour it on top of the yisteri,
just retains it.
It retains it.
It's not, you're not putting it in the mikveh.
That's
you just
right.
Make it, it's not
you're
leaving
not
the
putting
mikveh.
It. You see, when you place a tub in the mikveh, that's right. That's exactly what I mean. When you place a tub into a mikveh, so then it means, because here in Shov it's not important whether it is a kill, it's not like Kabbalah Stumah, whether the Odom does it, or it's done by the Shammai. So really, if it's a kill, if it's poured into a base kibble, whether he does it mamid yadayim, or he just manipulates, when he starts training, he hurries and he puts it up, he sees there are clouds, and draining, and a rain is spending, he put it in. So that means the Odom filled up the mikveh. He manipulated it deliberately, so don't have to double meet you. But if he puts in a history and then it's a preventive against absorption, it's not considered that the Odom did it. That's exactly the pshat of it.
The
Gra
on the
says, that's right. That's right. I looked up it. I wanted to mention. In other words, even according to the Rabbonon of the Tisefte, it's only the Rabbonon. The Gros says it, Mashpan Glosh also not me foolish. Melzekishon. It's natural man.
That's right. Now
in the Peyush Rosh here, so Dalet Bey is together. I don't know what that is. Dalet Bey together. Is the Rosh Loshen or somebody else put in Dalet Bey? That I don't know. But it's very likely that the Rosh himself put Dalet Bey. Actually, why did he put Dalet? I mean, he doesn't. Only hey, the Rosh only explains hey, not Dalet, but the Rosh in Hilchas Mikvoyis discusses Mishneh Dalet. Here he doesn't discuss Mishneh Dalet, he only discusses Mishneh, we haven't gone over Mishneh yet. But the Rosh, there is a Hilchas Mikvoyis, after the Rosh Hamidah, there is a Hilchas Mikvoyis. There he discusses, he has a very elaborate pirush on Mishneh Dalet. Here he doesn't say anything, but there he discusses. Hilchas Mikvoyis, after the Rosh Hamidah. In some Gemaras, the arrangement is different. The Hilchas Mikvoyis is place after the Mikvoyis is not the place. But here in this Gemara, I don't know how we do the Gemara. Hilchas Mikvoyis. There, the Rosh, Hilchas Mikvoyis, in the paragraph Aleph, a very long paragraph, is that Tzadik in the second column, that Tzadik on Dalet in the second column. So, there he discusses the Chlidus Hashemim, or the Kulisho, is the Raisi Kulisho, and then he mentions the Shite, that Kulisho is only possible. Rabbonon, Shochem, then he mentions the sheet of Hashem Rashbam that could show is possibly a Raisa, and then the Rosh himself says, like the Rash, that could show is possibly a Raisa. And by mentioning those who mention that could show the Reed, the sheet that could show is only with the Rabbonon because we are Tele, so he says, not the country. Oh, so let's see. Sixth line from the end of the first column, the Tzadik of Dal. Umashehi vebi raya, like the Rash. Minitve shenich reikon adara mekashele im hosom. Diktone kosham kis the sof na kshuvim, has gam so seres. Perush kishodom is a mitve yiseyu. Kidei litvode, im kinin aleyo maim shuvim la mam shuvim sech maim shere mitvim. Mashma vushma chazok vodi kosham. Vora kamam, mishise sofik maim shuvim. The Cheskes HaMikvoyis Kshiris Meisim Yisofik Balai Koshem Bilaba Chazok Oye Posim Yisofik 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 Teda Dikton Seif Etzin Al Kalech Mayim Mikve Amachtesh Et Nesuna Bitzidei Sofik Natsin Al Mikve Sofik Nachtesh Et Mikve Posim Et Nea Posim Achlech Bim Yesh Re Mikve Koshem Mishizeh Sofik Mayim Shuk Min Machshavino Kishi Yesh Re Mikve Yisofik Kushein Re Paslino Yisofik Kim Shein Kam Cheskes HaMikvoyis Shereich, Shaposl Mokhiach, Shemachteshes Nesuma Bitzidei, that's the Rash said it. Machteshes Nesuma Bitzidei, Matzino Neymar, Shemof, Matzino, Machteshes Nesuma Bitzidei. Aume, Kedem Shehirei Vamikve, Hashibet Yeraise, Upaslino Nisam. ולאחר שיש לו את מקווה, חד מרבו, מכשירים המסוף. ואיתניה, או יהיה, אז זה סמיש. ואיתניה, שני מקווי שבדם המסוף. אחד. ואית, לא, לא, not yet. ואיתניה, שדצת פרייס את זה. ואיתניה, שני מקווי שבדם המסוף. אחד שעוד, אחד כושר אותו, אבל נתמחו לו. was a tarast, I said, please, but I mean, so I go somewhere, oh, wait, man, that's how it is. The fair is shame, you know, right? Me clear, she is, babe. Surely, if you may, so look, look, but that's not this, Mr. Right. Me clear, she is, babe. Surely, if you may, so look, look, man, shooting, in your do as an offer, we say, and then so much sharing, actually, you will come as fish is kosher. The love post, mashma, דווקא ידוע, some mistake. I thought that he mentioned here Mishneh Dalet, but he really mentions here Mishneh. I made a mistake. Okay. Anyway, Veit Nan, Bifel, Shein, Mikvoi, Smith, Shnei, Vishol, Yisrumi, Shol, Lug, Lug, Shol, Man, Shuvit. In the Dua, Shenof, Lisech, and then Shol, Man, Shere. Actually, Yigi, Ali, Kuma, Ashlish, Is Kosha. The Laugh Posse. Mashne, Dafke, Yidua, Homisofik Posse. ולגתומי אם ידוע שלו נוף לעבוד מסו עד שהוא הגיע לגימו השליש את פוסו ולאף כושר. So I made a mistake. He mentioned משנה. All right, so let's go over משנה. מקווה שיש בי, שיש בי שוליש לוגים של מים שובים, של לוג לוג. אם ידוע שנוף על יצחי, אבו סון, מים, מים שירים עד שהגיע לגום השליש סקושה במלאב פוסט ורב שימן מכשיר מפני שהוא כמקווה סמוך המקווה נאו, דרעת יס
האחרון seem to quote the rush on Mishneh Dalet saying that because we have a revi so then it's a shear of a mikvah we rise where is that?
So here One sec. That Rosh is in Merube, maybe. That Rosh that we all call. One second. Oh yeah, that the Rosh here at the beginning. Daf. He tests on the base. The Daf on the base. We've been discussing Umash Epirish. 2, 3, 4, 6, 7. Umash Epirish on the Tabis of Ayosha. Hodom Adimu Lugi Maim Shuli. Paisle and Samikfe. Halok on Nation of Sinai. Haile Kishin Shomayim. Abel Kisayf and Paisle on the Rabon. The Hebe Rayim of Islam for Shem Mikvoiz. The Rabbi's name is Mind the Trill of Pinsel Samitre, the Shlesh Lugin of Tenemai, mit dem Machmer mit Triller und Gesäit, schmammen wir die Päschen mit Triller mit Reis. Päschen mit Triller mit Reis. Das ist der Rosh. Und in der Ruge, I think you also mentioned. Now, but let's go over. So, so here he mentions Mishnah Dalet, that's what I meant, that's what I looked for Mishnah Dalet. But then I started to look further and I didn't find it. But he mentions it at the very beginning. There's the Mishnah Dalet.
The din of Tchilo, is that a din of Kula, or is it a din of the first Revius Mayim? So Mishnah Fayin seems
because
to say it's Svara.
Because then it's Mikveh Mirais.
But so that's what the din of Kula Shov.
What?
Mishnah Fayin seems to learn.
That's right.
But that's
so,
because now it's
Kulei Shov. The Gabe it's already Kulei Shov.
So because it's Kulei Shov, so from now on, no matter how much you'll feel it afterwards.
It's possible with Reisli Gabe Tfila Sodom also. You couldn't say that it's possible with Reisli Gabe Tfila Macht Mitzineres and it's not possible with Reisli. That would be absurd. So since it's already Kulei Shov, the Gabe Tfila Macht Mitzineres, because with Reisli, the Vils is like Memso, we got the Tilasol. So since we got vis-a-vis Macht in the areas, it's going to show. So maybe it's possible that I still got everything.
But the Rabbeinu Tam seems to hold that that's true even with Gimel Lugin. Not just by Rabbeinu Tam, but also by
But because Rabbeinu Tam Lishitose holds that Aloch Lameshi Yisina is the Viz. Mashiach and the Rabbanon, they say not the Viz, because they say the Aloch Lameshi Sinai applies to Gimel Lugin, not to Revius.
Yeah, but why not Revius if the Lumbus is also the Kulei Shov
Tikkadin?
Yeah, but if what's it then? Is it because of Kulei Shov Tikkadin? It has a share mikvah with Revius too. I mean,
that's right. So, but the Kohen to Rablezer, that's the Kohen to Rabbanon. But the Kohen to Rablezer, you could say, it's a Kulei Shov.
In Rablezer, we could say it's Kulei Shov.
That's right.
We could say it's a Kulei Shov Tikkadin. But in the Rabbanon the whole that Lafida Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbanon the whole was that the rights of a Gimel Lugin, so it's a new din. What would we say?
It's a new din.
There's this one din of Kulei Shov, and there's another din of Gimel Lugin Bechilah possible.
According to Rabbi Lezer, so the Aloch Lameshi Sinai is a din of Kulei Shov, and according to the Rabbanon, it's not a aloha of Kulei Shov, but it's a special dress, a cost of aloha, which we see now. Now, yes.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, once you have a revius, which you'll have even before Gimel Lugin, so it should be possible, it's possible to rise because of Kulei Shov. So why do you have to need the Tchila Gimel Lugin in order to possible to rise? So once you have a revius, that should possible.
Now, you mean, I understand what you mean. Now, it's according to Rabbeinu Tam, we are asking.
According to
Rabbeinu Tam, if Gimel Lugin is possible,
Midiraisi.
And suppose Bitrila, Gimel Lugin Shulim is Bitrila. What does it mean Bitrila? Suppose there is a release of Mikshon, and then Gimel Lugin falling. So, is it possible Midiraisi according to Rabbeinu Tam or only Rabbeinu?
Could be
according to
Rabbeinu
Tam. The Marik is the Marik and the Aris. The Marik Shite is that according to Rabbeinu Tam, if Gimel Lugin falling, even if you have a release, you have two releases. But if you don't have Gimel Lugin, make shame, it's possible to rise. So in other words, according to the Marik, the Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam is...
It's not a din of Kulei Shov.
What?
You see, it's not a Kulei Shov.
It's not a Kulei Shov.
Because the Revius should help for them.
Yeah, the Revius should help. And the Marik says that according to Rabbeinu Tam, so Gimel Lugin Shuvim will pass me the Raise, even if there is a Revius Mayim Shenem Shuvim at a time when the Gimel Lugin falling. But if there is no Gimel Lugin Mayim Shenem Shuvim, so then it's possible to rise. We'll soon discuss. I want to go over the next mission. Mikveh She'ei Shalosh Tumeis Shal Mayim Shuvim Shalosh Lug In Yodua Shinosu Yisrich Ha'avoyim Tzoyim Mayim Keirim. Actually, Gia Liguma Shlish is kosher, being love possible. So this is a very complicated mission. So if a mikveh has Gimel Lugin, three cavities in the bayah, And then in each cavity there is a leak, there is a look of Manushubi, altogether three levels. But, so then it depends. In your duashan of the Sefer Avo, so Mayim Sheirim, actually, the Aligumashli Sheis, if is kosher, in other words, if Nem Shomek Shomek dropped into the bear before the third cavity became filled up with Mayim Shuvim, in other words, the Mayim Shuvim did not, the three cavities did not become filled up in one stroke, but first it dumped into a cavity, one look at one cavity, then a few minutes later he dumped another look in the second cavity, and another few minutes later he dumped another look in the third cavity. So if there was a mem som mekshomim dropped into the bayah before the person dumped the third look into the third cavity, so then it's kosher. The law, because you have had already mem som, so normally you can dump all the shomim in the world, so it will not become possible. But vim lab, suppose that the person dumped the third look into the third cavity before the mikveh had avoid saw, so then it's possible. And the Mishnah Achrin says, and that's the way we have to explain it, that and Rab Shimon is machshir mipnei shek mikveh samach So the Mishnah Achrin says that this Mishnah is reference to a case where the three lugim in the three cavities not only touch the water of the mikveh, but they overflow. Sometimes it might touch, not overflow. Sometimes it not only touches, but it overflows. So he says that now here there is a machlekes between Rabbonon and Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is machshir mipnei shek mikveh samach mikveh. So what's the pshat? The pshat is the chachamim achilik hamidim of mikveh samach mikveh. What's the pshat in Rav Shimon mikveh samach mikveh? The pshat in Rav Shimon mikveh samach mikveh is that even though there is a halacha of chibur, here of mikveh shver asaneit, and chibur mikveh is tefiyach v'atfiyah, whatever, I mean, you don't have to go into it, but there is a loch of chibur and diuv, but ligabe the psul shuvim, there is no a loch of chibur and diuv. In order that the whole mikveh should become possible with shuvim, there has to be actual diuv, not halachic diuv. You see, shifar sanei, tfiyah, is al pidin chibur, but it's not actual diuv. Actual diuv means you take a top, a pail of water, gimelugin, and you dump it into the mikveh. So then it's commingled, and according to Mandoma Yesh Bile, so it doesn't mean just commingled, it means it's commingled in such a wonderful way, in such a powerful way, that in each unit, that in each gallon in the mikveh, you have the same ratio. Anyway, whether Yesh Bile, Ein Bile, but there is a commingling of the throughout the mikveh. So then there is a loche that it passes. True, but even though there is no actual commingling, if you have a tub with water and you place it near the mikveh and the waters of the tub touch the water of the mikveh, and somebody immerses himself in the tub, so it's considered as if he was immersed himself in the mikveh. Is there actual commingling? After all, the water in the tub is kept intact. You pick it up and then you can take it into your house and you have the same water. But al pidin, as long as the tub with the water touch the water of the yam, of the mikveh, of the river, in kishifere sanei, so it is considered like milor. But it's not actually next year Elul, when you dump Gimel Lugin into a mikveh, you can't take it out again. But here, let's say, so here it, you could take out the water from the three cavities, take a ladle, and take out all the water from the three cavities, and put it in a pail, and take it away from the mikveh. So Rav Shimon says, since in view of the fact that there is no actual commingling, but just constructive commingling, legal halachic commingling, it's deemed nuet, not mamish nuet, so migabi the psul of gimel lugin, we require actual. So then it will be mashma, but the chachomim, achilik, the chachomim say, be what possible. Even though there is no actual will. But that will present this theory with the Mishneh in Perek Vov Mishneh. That's what Mishneh Achim says. Obik Shebimelchus is man shubemtza Perek Vov Mishneh. Obik Shebimelchus is man shubemtza Pesach minatzad eini Pesach. Minatzad eini Pesach. Let's see the Rav. Ovik shebimelchetz, kvishal matches, mishuke bambete. Ovik shebimelchetz is really a plug, but it's a different kind of plug. The plugs today, if you have it left off, so do not have a biskibu. But ovik shebimelchetz means like this. You had a melchetz, and a melchetz is a kosher mikveh. But you have a big hole. You have a big hole. And then you took a white plate, and you covered up the hole. Let's say there is a hole. So you put a plate in that hole. So then, if you fill up the mikveh, and then it's dirty water, you don't want the next person to immerse himself in the same water. So you want to empty out the water. So you pick up the plate, and then all the dirty water goes out through the hole. And then, when another person wants to immerse himself in the mikveh, he puts the plate in the hole, and it's filled up. So that is really like a plug. But it is a clog, a plug that has a white whiskey. You could use a pail to fill up, the hole. A pail, a regular pail. So the pail is used as a plug. So Ovik Shebenachas, Bizman Shebenza, if the hole into which the pail, the whiskey, the kibble, is placed, is in the middle of the mikveh, of the Kalakhani piece. That's it. All the children are we shall not first be shook about the age we like it. Kirshen was in the Abbot and Machmasat Fila is Pois Rima Nekev Shebabi, the eight in a mind Shebam the day, whom I'm shaken with my Mahrei and Ki, the same Rima Nekev shall yet so a mind, the mind I'm shaken the Abbot and Shirin with Fila, the Laha Sharoch to be humming. של מרחץ יכנוסים לים בטביטים שם בזמן שהוא אמצע פושב לפי שכל המים גרועים על גבו because if it is באמצע שאני מציע שיש that all the water that comes in when it comes in it comes in and it goes through the plate you see that's why I said a plate not a pail because a pail is so deep once it falls in it will not overflow but plate, is not very deep, so it overflows. But all the water of the mikveh, when it comes in and it spreads throughout the length and the width of the mikveh, goes over, crosses the plate. Crosses the plate. The moment a drop of water crosses any quantity of water that crosses the plate, so it becomes shown some American behavior, because every drop of water became shown. Minatzad, So loy puzzle day na my gold mug of vein can show and my should be safe or my should be safe who shot a my have a week for kosher some of the week dinner at mayor but the rubber pastels like at mayor so the man from Marik the Marik says mashma that the rubber pastels was not dinner at mayor but it's just stop all the should be merchus his man should be answer Pesir, that's not in the Pesir, with Nishik, Nikve, Somoch, Nikve, period. The Chachomim Emrim, in the Kabbalah's Ambet, the Revis, as I give the Ave Kosher, the Vav Kosher. So then the Rashayim says here, the Chachomim Emrim, the Kabbalah, the Tamish, Kosek Aram, the Chippur Eishon, the Shishi, Cheramea, the Shorek Rabona, even Maritza, Masma, the Sira, the Adagol, the Ramea, the Rat, Stomach, because of some distiller, I lost a kind of a comment, and she walked with a hush up in the